Welcome to Erotic Stories with Duchess Kashmir, here inside the Kashmir Room. Now, please be advised that my stories are of explicit sexual nature. They're intended for a mature audience only. So if you ain't grown, get the hell on. This podcast is not safe for work, but perfect for pillow talk with your favorite lover. So come inside the Kashmir Room and let the Duchess show you the way. Hello, lovers. I love to do that intro. I really do. Hello, lovers. I am Duchess Kashmir, the griot erotica, the pussy preacher. I am the sexy shit talker. I am the orgasm orator. I come to serve the tea. Artistically nasty. Welcome back to the Kashmir Room Podcast for episode number 33. Duchess does the things. Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me here tonight inside the Kashmir Room. And I know it's been a long time since we've had a story. I can hear you talking, especially if you don't follow me on social media. Duchess, where you been? What you been doing? Well, I've been everywhere and I've been doing a lot. Spraying these royal waters here, there, and yonder. But I'm refocused, I'm revitalized, and if you're watching this on Patreon, there's new things coming. I felt like it was time to pivot and change and upgrade the podcast, to push my art further, to level myself up, to do a new thing. So if you're watching on Patreon, I thank you very much. I'm getting back to writing, and I felt like it was important to do a catch-up episode before we just dove back into a story. Have no fear, I do have the story. It's not written, but I have the setting, I have the characters, I have the nuts, the bolts, I have the skeleton ready. So now all I have to do is masturbate, without porn of course, and then let the story come out. But it's coming. Episode number 34, and I'll give you a hint, is set in a hospital. Can we say nurse good body, doctor feel good? Oh yes. It's going to be piping hot, and I can't wait to share it with you. But first, let's catch up. Let's find out exactly what's been going on inside the world of Duchess Kashmir. Yes, I know you all are waiting for the tea. I mean, it's in the logo that the tea is piping hot. So let's not waste any time. Let me spill the tea on everything that's been going on with Duchess Kashmir. So, our last episode was episode number 32, and it was Venom Bukake. You heard that right. Venom Bukake, you remember it? I think the line was, we fucked in a cobra pit in Bangladesh and the vipers slithered in between us. They gave us a Venom Bukake and it was delicious. Oh yes, that one was real juicy, wasn't it? Venom Bukake was part two to my very special Halloween series, per se. I did my first Halloween story, The Circle of Fire, and then it was so good to me that I had to do a part two, Venom Bukake. It was a little bit scary and a whole lot of sexy. It's about a sex goddess predator with an insatiable sexual appetite. And she has a taste on her tongue specifically for bigots, racist. She says that their white fragility makes their meat tender. So if you haven't heard those two, you need to go check them out. So I did Venom Bukake in November. So right after November, we had the holidays. There was Thanksgiving. Then there was the greatest holiday of them all, Duchess's 46th birthday. And child, I think I had three parties. It might have been four, but I know it was three for sure. So my first party was a lifestyle party that my Mister threw for me. The theme was sexual chocolate, and everybody wore like a different shade of brown. I had a great time. The Cashmere Room Collective, they made me feel like the first lady. I got to sit in the chair and they all brought me these gifts, and I had two cakes, and I had lots of orgasms. I gave out lots of spankings. The Duchess was well pleased right here inside the Cashmere Room. It was an amazing time. Our submissive princess was there with us, and we had a great time. After that, I had a ladies only bonfire party. I live on the coast, so it's warm on the beach, even in December. Excuse me. So we had a bonfire. It was excellent. I had a great time. And then after the bonfire, my homegirls and I went to this daiquiri bar. There was karaoke. My good girlfriend got me a hotel room. We had shots. There was breakfast. There was no freaky deaky stuff allowed because this was a vanilla event. But it was good. Girlfriends, girl power, just what you need. Black girl magic at its finest. I had a great time. My girlfriend showed out for my birthday, and it was amazing. And I think I had another one. Maybe I had one with the children. I got a lot of little nieces and nephews that I love very dearly. I think I might have had one with the children. So my birthday was excellent. And so then there was the Christmas holidays, New Year's Eve. We went to a hotel takeover for New Year's Eve in Mobile, Alabama. It was great. They do it on like the top floor of this hotel. They have a BDSM room, they have a massage room, a party room, an all black room. It was great. I had a good time. Princess was there that night as well. And the three of us had a really good threesome. Me, Princess, my husband. Ooh, baby. It was amazing. We fucked, we sucked, we licked all night long. It was great. And Princess, I made Princess sleep in the wet spot. But you know what I'm saying? What else is Smith supposed to do? You know? So we had a good time. Let's see. I'm talking really fast. Let me slow down. Take a breath. I'm really excited, and I'm really glad to be back inside the Cashmere Room with you guys. And I just want to tell y'all all my business and spill the tea. Let's see, tea, New Year's. So after New Year's rolled around, our very first lifestyle event of 2023, we went to our very first munch. It was with an all-black kink society. I think it's called the Midnight Society, I think. It's out of Mobile. If you DM me, I'll get the exact name for you and I'll share it with you. It was at a restaurant and it wasn't what I expected. But I think it was their first munch that they had thrown in a long time. So maybe it wasn't what they expected either. I expected a level of privacy and there was not. I kind of had to censor my talking and how I spoke. And I wasn't used to that. Maybe a munch is supposed to be like that. It just wasn't what I expected. But I had a great time. We laughed. We played Dirty Santa. And the food was good. The drinks was good. So it was cute. It was cute. I will go back again. And, you know, the first time you do something, it's always kind of shaky. And then you go back again, and you're like, oh, okay, they upgraded. So it was good. It was good. Let's see. First munch. After our first munch. So, you know, we down here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. We have a lifestyle group called the Cashmere Room Collective, where we throw lifestyle parties. Two of the people in our group, they had a baby recently. So it's not logical for them to travel 2 hours away from home to go to a sex party. So they started having their own sex parties in the town where they live, and they invited us. Chad? I had a ball. Okay. First and foremost, they welcomed us in. They did not, they didn't treat us no kind of way. You know what I'm saying? They welcomed us in with open arms. We kikied. We shared jokes. The one thing I will say, hostess, lifestyle party host and hostesses, when you have games, don't let the people take your game over. Keep control of the game so that you can make the party flow how it should. We played 3 games and didn't finish none of them. So that was a bust. But that was just one aspect. The food was good. The liquor was there. The laughs was there. And the party was good. I had sex with a 25-year-old man. And let's just have a moment of silence out of respect for 25-year-old Dick. 25-year-old Dick is a wonderful thing. And I don't think that I gave 25-year-old Dick the respect that it deserves when I was 25. Because, you know, I was 25. I didn't know no better. But 46-year-old Ram, 46-year-old Cougar, Duchess Cashmere, baby, that 25-year-old Dick, I could feel it throbbing in my pussy through the condom when he came, bitch. That young man's back was strong and his dick was long and heavy. It was awesome. Now, do I know that young man's name? No, but none of that matters because it was a lifestyle party, baby. Then I had sex with another young man who I have kind of cultivated a little friendship with him and his partner. Nice young lady, both of them. And I think that we're going to get them to come down to our next lifestyle party. So I made a good connection. I got some 25-year-old dick. This beautiful woman ate my pussy out. It was amazing. We had a good time. All hearts and minds was clear. He took me back to the room and Mr. fucked me again. It was a great time. I enjoyed my trip to Baton Rouge, Louisiana with CRC Part 2 or whatever they want to call that group. We had a good time. Part of being in the lifestyle, I enjoy making those friend connections because that's what it's all about, is making connections, building community. It was great. I got a note, I got a list to keep me on track because those of y'all who know Duchess Cashmere know that my mind of being Alaska and my mouth of being a gutter baby. So we got to keep a list so I keep myself on track abreast of what's going on. Let's see. We went to the party in Baton Rouge. Okay, so that was like the last week of January. So then February. And everybody knows February is Black History Month. And most Black folks, when it comes to erotica and sex positivity, sex experts, sex workers, sex parties, people tend to get a little nervous. But I have some people who knew me from my community theater days. And not just to say, you know, if a play come along, I'll audition tomorrow. Don't get it twisted. And so they was like, you know, we know that you're very talented, but we also know that you're doing erotica right now, but we have an opportunity for you. We want to commission you to do this body of work for a Black History program. They gave me a time period, the Harlem Renaissance. They gave me a song to listen to, and then they gave me a person that they're honoring. They honored this man named Richmond Barthé, and he is a Black sculptor from Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, during the Harlem Renaissance time. He was openly gay, and he was one of the first sculptors to ever depict Black bodies in their brown self, in their brown form, doing regular shit like boxing or flying or just perched beautifully. So they were honoring him. So I listened to the song from the Harlem Renaissance, and I looked at some pictures and some articles, and I came across this woman named Gladys Bentley. She was a performer during the Harlem Renaissance, and she was Black, plus size, and butch. It don't get no better than that. It don't get no better than that. And she was performing in all white, and you know Duchess Cashmere always wears all white. So I commissioned this piece about her, and for her, in homage to her, something that she would have read during the 20s, and it's called Mr. Gladys. And baby, it was amazing. Okay, I felt like I shined a light for every man, woman, and sissy alike. And it was good. Oh, it was good. I had a great time. And that goes to show you. And they told me, they was like, well, you know, we was nervous because we know the type of work that you do. But I was like, you know, I am a writer first and foremost. So if you give me a topic, I can write on the topic. I just choose to talk about debauchery, darling. That's just my thing. But if you give me a topic, I got you. I got you. I ran a special during Valentine's Day where people would send me little tidbits about their favorite lover, and I commissioned poems for them, and we put it on poster boards, and we shipped them out for Valentine's presents, and I'm gonna do the same thing for Mother's Day. So if you need something unique for your favorite lover or your favorite loved one, holla at your girl. I got you. Black kids. Oh, where was the program? I'm glad you asked. The program was at the 100 Men Hall in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. It's a national historical landmark, part of the original Chitlin Circuit. Can we say Etta James? Can we say James Brown, Sam Cooke, B.B. King? All of these people have played there, and now Duchess Cashmere has performed there, and I'm so excited. And if I have my way, I will be performing there again very, very soon. So keep your ear to the ground, and if you see me post about the 100 Men Hall, baby, you better pay attention. Better pay attention. Let's go back to the list. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay, so now we're halfway into February. Valentine's rolls around. I had a great time with my favorite lover, my Melster. We had a date night. We went to a poetry. I let him give me some gifts, which I very rarely do. I don't really like anything for Valentine's Day. But this year, I got him something for Valentine's. Look at my background. My Cashmere Room family got me this specifically. Miss Mystique from the Safe Word podcast in Mobile, Alabama. Her and her husband, Mr. McTitties, they commissioned this piece of art for me. It's a photograph, and they had it blown up and framed for me, and they made me cry at the party. I digress. I just saw it in the background, and I was like, ooh, I'm pretty. So I had to talk about it. Thank you so much. I appreciate that very much. So we're into February. Now let me say something to you. Unless you live along the Mississippi Gulf Coast, you know what Mardi Gras is. Everybody else in the United States thinks that Mardi Gras is one day. Mardi Gras and Fat Tuesday is two different things. Fat Tuesday is a day. Mardi Gras is a season. It runs from 12th night to Fat Tuesday. So that's like a whole, sometimes 40 to 45 days of parties, festivals, balls, and parades. So a bitch was busy. You hear me? I was busy. A lot was going on. So I had to revamp. I had to reset and focus on me. But now I'm back in the chair where I belong, behind the microphone. Let me lick it. I don't know if y'all can hear that, but I really did lick the microphone. If you're watching on Patreon, you can see that I licked the microphone. Back where I belong, inside the cashmere room. And I'm so glad to be here with you guys. Let me go back to my list. Okay. So we had all of those things that I needed to focus on in order to be the best Duchess that I can be. And, but now I'm back. Back again by popular demand. And I cannot wait for you guys to hear and see what's going on inside the cashmere room. And by when I say see, if see there, it's a good thing I got a list. Let me digress. So I know you be needing just a little more Duchess in between the episodes. I got you. I can be booked for your workshop, for your sex conference, for your ladies conference, for your lifestyle party, for your sexy showcase. I can be booked. I can be flown out to you. I can be commissioned. We can get it printed for you and shipped to you. So get at me. Stage performances, sex spurt workshops, bachelorette parties. If you need more Duchess in your life, then book you some, baby. Get you some Duchess. DuchessCashmere@gmail.com. Another way that you can get more Duchess in your life is listening to Full Swap Radio. That's right. Full Swap Radio. They have reached out and connected all of these different sex positive lifestyle podcasts, and they've got us all in one place. And they got all of the sexy podcasts like Black and Kinky, Bulls and Queens. They got Sweet Life. They got Casual Swingers. They got NK Tribe. And Duchess, I come on every Wednesday at 5:30 for the afternoon delight and 9:30 p.m. for the quiet storm. And they run all of my episodes because, you know, my stories, they're kind of like songs. So you can listen to them over and over. And, you know, maybe you know about episode number 30, Big Mama Energy. But do you know about episode number 3, There Was No Porn? I feel like I messed that story up when I named it There Was No Porn. But the title means so much to me because I was really masturbating and there was no porn, and I had the best orgasm of my entire fucking life. And in that masturbation, I created this life and these opportunities that I'm getting ready to tell y'all about later on in this podcast. So there was no porn, baby. That is a hot one. And I play a little bit of the masturbation that I had when I taught myself to masturbate without porn. So don't let the title spook you. There Was No Porn is hot and sexy and magical. So you need to check that one out too. And then, you know, you might know Sadistic Wet Dreams, the one where I dom this couple, but do you know Work Over and Push? That's number 18. that is a fornication fairy tale. And it's set on a college campus. And this young man is in a wrestling competition. And he used the power of a young black girl to push him over and win the whole wrestling competition. And when the competition was over, the whole gym smelled like that black girl's pussy. You heard that correctly. Have you heard work over and push? Oh yes, that's a good one. And then, you know, you might have heard my sweet oral fixation. That's the one where I talked about how much I love sucking dick. But have you heard episode number 11, A Devil's Threesome? Now that one, it started out as a fornication fairy tale, but after I dropped it about 3 weeks later, me, my husband, and another young man had that experience. A Devil's Threesome is about an MFM threesome, where it's one woman and two straight men. And baby, all the pleasure was on me. All of the lust was on me. All of the attention was on me. And the Duchess was well pleased. That one also has my very favorite line of all of the works I've ever done. If you've listened to my work, you know I like alliteration, where I repeat the same sound for a few words. And Devil's Threesome has my favorite alliterated line. And it is, the three of them together were like a gyroscope of gratuitous genital gesticulation. Six arms, six legs, six ears, six eyes. Processing pleasure by the millisecond. Oh, yes. Ooh. Just saying it just now, I think I want to go listen to it all over again. So yes, you can hear all of those classic Cashmere Room episodes on Full Swap Radio every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. and every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. and at 9:30 p.m. And then hey, stick around for the show that comes on after me. Stay late for the show that comes on after that, because they got what you need. Very diverse black podcasts, white podcasts with by men and by women. Very diverse. You'll find what you're looking for. And if you're wanting to get into the lifestyle, this is the place that has almost all of the podcasts in one spot. So you can say, hey, I like this couple's perspective. Let me go and check them out. Check their whole catalog out. Or I like this couple's perspective. Let me go and check out their whole catalog. Full Swap Radio. It's not a mood, it's a lifestyle. Oh yes, yes. So if you still need a little more Duchess, you can go to YouTube. Oh yes, I have a YouTube channel called Duchess Does the Things. It's a collection of all of my podcast interviews and some of my live stage shows. And if you will see, all of the live stage shows are blurry, or I got the podcast logo on top of it. That's because Duchess has not been able to separate church and state yet. This right here, the Cashmere Room, that is my church, my place of worship. It's my safe space. That corporate job, that 9-to-5, that is my state. And I have to keep church and state separate. So I put my likeness behind a paywall. So if you want to see my face in all of my glorious glory, then you're going to have to pay. You're going to have to give Duchess a little piece of change in order to see that. But baby, it's worth it. That Exotica performance is up there. That Meow University performance is up there. That Naughty in New Orleans performance is up there. And this podcast is up there. And I am cute, if I do say so myself. Even though I'm probably going to look different tomorrow, because I think I'm going to cut and dye my hair tonight. But I digress. Stick on the list. So you can go to YouTube, and you can also go to Patreon.com/TheCashmereRoom, where you can see live performances, you can see behind the scenes things, and get a glimpse behind the veil of what it's really like to be Duchess Cashmere, the griot erotica. So let's see what else we got on the list. So you know, all 2022, I told y'all I was shooting my shot. All 2022. And let me tell you this, it worked. It worked immensely. I got a chance to be on Tahoe TV, and I have an opening. If I just pursue it and I push for it, I think that I can go ahead and be on Hard or Soft Podcast. I just got to reach out and ask the right questions and assure them that I can do this. Hard or Soft Podcast, I'm coming for you. Because I was already on the bonus episode with Tahoe TV, so I can do that. I went to Exotica, Chicago. I performed on the seminar circuit, and I got to meet people on the conference floor and exchange information, and I did some interviews. It was great. I performed at Naughty in New Orleans. I did a meet and greet, and then I did the intermission set for Miss Jim Porter. She does the Naughty Piano Bar downstairs at Naughty in New Orleans. So when she had her intermission, Duchess Cashmere did the erotic poetry. I killed that shit. I knocked that shit out the park. So much so that I'm performing again at Naughty in New Orleans this year, and I can't wait to share it with you. I performed at the Meow University. If you know. If you don't know, now you know. Miss Cat and the Meow University was probably the first platform that said, hey, who is this little black girl doing this poetry? Let me raise her up. And she presented me with an opportunity to perform for her while I was up there performing at Exotica. And let's just say the Meow show was 10 times better than the Exotica show. The energy, the people, the vibe, it was amazing. I was overjoyed, and I cannot wait to get back on the Meow University stage once again. So keep your ear to the ground for that too. Let's see, six. And the piece de resistance, the last and definitely not the least, I performed at Sex Down South. I performed on the Big Bang. It was produced by the Whole Hive. The theme was indulgence. I shared the stage with Daddy Hef and Charlie Cakes from Atlanta, Georgia. A very beautiful, very mesmerizing burlesque dancer and instructor in the Atlanta area. The three of us performed as the sexual trinity, and I did my piece, My Glorious Little Slut. Ooh, when I got done with that performance, I think I felt the Holy Ghost. And that's all I'm gonna say. That performance also is on my Patreon. It's something that you've never seen before in your life, and it is a feast for the sapiosexual, for the voyeur, for I got off that stage and I think I felt the Holy Ghost. That's how good it was to me. I cried. It was very emotional. It was very, I pushed myself. I really felt at home on that stage performing for all of these people who I had been admiring and following and looking up to for 3 or 4 years. You know, I performed at Sex Down South Virtual like 3 years ago. So this was a full circle moment to be on the Sex Down South stage and, you know, shoot your shot. So, oh, manifesting three things. Episode number 3, there was no porn. The thing that I manifested and masturbated to was performing at Naughty in New Orleans and Exotica and Sex Down South. All of those things happened because of the story, there was no porn. So y'all need to stop sleeping on that story. That story is delicious. So yes, shooting my shot for 2022 worked tremendously. I'm grateful that I did that. I have a mentor, Miss Casey Carter, and she said, a closed mouth do not get fed. You have not because you asked not. So I opened up my mouth this year. And for 2023, I intend to amp it up. I intend to talk my shit ever the more. Because I am the griot erotica. You hear me? I am the sexy shit talker. I am the orgasm orator. I am what your audience is craving. I am the voice of the generation. The pussy preacher. Everyone should want to hear from the pussy preacher. I have a word for your pleasure. Your pleasure is important. So you need me. Because I need you, each and every one of you. And I'm going to continue to shoot my shot all 2023. Good Moms, Bad Choices, Horrible Decisions, The Black Effect Network, Way Up with Angela Yee, The Dom Experience, Royal Fetish. Yes, King Sir. Yes, Queen Jasmine. Dipsy, Tina Mabry, Issa Rae, Sunny Megatron. I am who you're looking for. I am what your audience is craving. Pussy poetry, erotic stories, MILF monologues, and fornication fairy tales like you've never heard before. I am the female Dolomite. Erotic stories, poetry, all wrapped up in a fat black femme. Don't play with me. Don't play with me. I got what you want. I got what you need. I do these podcasts, and this part, the actual recording and the doing of the podcast, this is my favorite part. And I do, I get a little carried away. I get a little silly. But thank God I have my handy dandy list with me to keep me on track and to keep me focused. So this has been your update. What Duchess has been doing, where, who Duchess has been doing, where Duchess has been doing it. And I'm so glad to be back inside the cashmere room once again for another erotic story. Catch me very soon. I would say 7 days, 14 days at the most. I will be coming to you with episode number 35. Nurse Goodbody strikes again. Or am I going to name it Dr. Feelgood? I don't know. It's going to be sexy, it's going to be slutty, it's going to be juicy and delicious and set in a hospital. So stay tuned for episode number 34, right here inside the cashmere room. Thank you so much for joining me here inside the cashmere room. I hope that my story inspires you to try something new with your favorite lover. Please go on and like and subscribe to our podcast and our social media pages so that you don't miss a single second. You can follow Duchess Kashmir on Instagram and on Twitter and on Snapchat and on TikTok. The currency of podcasts is likes and shares and comments and ratings. Please dialogue with me. Ask questions. Give me themes that you might want to hear me write about, or stories that you might want to hear me tell, or experience that you might want to hear me expand upon. I am a sexpert. I am a dominatrix. I am a cuck queen, and I am a cougar. Ram! I'm a lifestyle party hostess, but most importantly, I am a storyteller. I come to serve the tea, artistically nasty, right here inside the Kashmir Room. Good night. Wow.